You're late. You're breaking it 20 minutes ago.
I know, but look what I brought.
What is that?
They're these decorative magnets. I got them from the community stockpile of party decorations.
What are you bringing them here for?
Well, I thought we could decorate the computer with them.
No, we're not doing that.
Why not? Aren't you tired of looking at this thing? I mean, wouldn't it be nicer to have this four-legged creature with a collar on to look at as well?
Look, don't do it.
It'll be fine.
You don't know what'll happen.
Look, I'll show you.
Don't!
Maybe that sound means everything's fine.
Hi everyone. Duncan Nile here with the Daily Update. So I've been collecting my urine into jars and keeping them here in the studio, and something's definitely not right. When you place them chronologically, you can tell it's getting darker. I think it might be blood. Doctor keeps telling me it's fine, but how do I know she knows what she's talking about? I tried getting a second opinion, but we don't even have a second doctor down here. How do I know this one isn't a total quack? I'm also pretty sure I'm developing a rash on the back of my neck. The skin is rough to the touch. My partner says there's nothing there. But then she disagrees my urine is darkening, so she's clearly half blind or an idiot. Now listen close as I outline in detail the changing consistency of my stool.
I think we're putting too much emphasis on maths.
Why? Maths is very important.
I don't know. Whenever we get to it, I can just feel the kids' eyes glaze over as they stop paying attention.
That's because you don't teach it with any enthusiasm, and kids do pick up on that, you know.
What they're picking up on is that maths is boring as fuck.
Oh, come on, don't talk like that.
The kids aren't here.
You shouldn't swear on the school premises. It'll become a habit.
Fuck, you're right.
Very witty.
Are we done?
We barely started.
Why do we have to do this every year?
It's always good to make sure the curriculum is up to date at the end of the school year.
Of course it's up to date. Nothing changes from one year to the next. We could live here for another 1,000 years and the curriculum would still be up to date. Human progress is at a standstill right now.
Perhaps, yeah. But we can make changes to streamline it a bit.
What's the point? The kids learn everything they need to know to keep the community alive. The system works fine.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Linda Chazik and Thomas Wilkins.
That's us.
So which one's which? Just a little joke there.
Who are you?
My name's Gina. I'm here on behalf of the leader.
The leader?
That's right. Do you mind if I take a seat? I had to walk up a lot of stairs to get here. It must be a chore walking up those stairs every day.
Yeah, a little bit. Although it's more of a problem for the children. Those stairs are a real effort for them.
I can imagine.
We've actually been sending requests for a better location for a few years now.
Oh, that's great. So, I'm here to relay a message from the leader herself. Nothing major, really. Just have to make a wee change to your curriculum.
What?
Oh, really? And here I thought human progress had come to a complete standstill. What a fool I was, a total fool.
What's the change?
Like I said, it's nothing major. It just has to do with what you teach the kids about community life, how it's run and all that. What do you tell the kids about how the leader was appointed to power?
Well, there's a popular vote, and whoever wins becomes leader for life. And when he or she dies, there's a new vote, and so on.
Yes, that's what we thought.
You want to make a change to that?
Just a teensy one. We thought it might be rather fun if, rather than telling them that, you instead tell them that the leader was appointed to her position by some kind of supernatural and unquestionable higher power.
Supernatural?
And unquestionable. That part's important.
But that's not true.
The truth isn't the priority here.
So you're asking us to indoctrinate the children?
Indoctrinate is such an ugly word.
But that is what you're asking us to do.
Look at it this way. It might seem like indoctrination now, but when everyone believes it, it'll just be education.
So what is this power? Does it have a name?
We're toying with a few different ideas. The most popular one is the beyond. But some of us think it would be better if we personify the power, call it something like Big Bill.
I think the beyond is better.
Thomas, stop contributing.
What?
It's obviously a ploy by the leader to strengthen her position. If everyone believes she was elected to her position by some higher power, no one will question her decisions.
That's exactly right.
You're not even going to pretend you have a different reason for doing this.
The leader feels she'd be better able to run the community if everyone obeyed her without second-guessing her.
She's doing this because of that mess with the panel for the preservation of ethics.
I'll be honest, it did provide her with some incentive to take this decision, but I can give you the great leader's assurance. This measure is being taken for the greater good.
Oh, we have her assurance. That's brilliant. No reason to be suspicious about any of this, then.
Actually, I don't think there is, Linda.
Are you kidding?
Seriously? I don't see what the leader has to gain by doing this.
Blind obedience of her subjects. This gives her absolute power.
Absolute power to do what? Repaint the walls? Make herself a comfier chair? We live in a fucking basement. What the hell is she going to do with her limitless power?
Well, she can make the... Well, she can do the...
Exactly. Bugger all. There's no reason to want absolute power in this place.
Doesn't make it okay to give it to her.
Maybe, maybe not. Point is, I believe the leader when she says she wants this done to make it easier for her to rule this dump. So let's make our own lives easier and do what she says.
And lie to the children about what's true and what's not. And what about freedom of thought?
Yeah, that's nice and all. But again, we live in a basement. What have I got to think about?
You don't care about not being able to make up your own mind about things.
Not really. If anything, I wish I wasn't able to. Our lives here are a bit monotonous. At least if I thought my leader was chosen by some kind of all-powerful space witch, it would make the world a bit more interesting. Have you considered a space witch?
I could pitch it, see what kind of reaction it gets. It might be a bit too out there, though.
Nothing's too out there for kids. They're stupid. They'll believe anything. We may as well teach them something that's fun for the adults to talk about.
It's not a bad thought.
Are you listening to yourselves?
She's very combative, isn't she?
You don't know the half of it.
How would we even do this? Some of the kids already believe in a god.
Oh, yeah, definitely need to stop using that word around the children. That'll just confuse them. They need to believe in the one true power of the space witch. That idea is really growing on me.
Didn't we learn anything from the end of the world? People destroyed each other in the name of beliefs like the one you're creating right now.
In the name of space witches?
No! In the name of capitalism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism. We teach this stuff every year, Thomas. Right there in basic world history. People nuked each other because they believed in a higher power and wouldn't tolerate other people not believing the same thing.
Well, actually, that's not really true.
What?
I shouldn't really be telling you this, but I suppose you ought to know. All this... made up.
Made up.
Yes, it was put into the curriculum by a leader from a few generations ago. He wanted to move the community away from adopting any kind of ideology. We don't actually know what caused the nuclear war.
Yes, we do. The capitalists who believe in Lord Dave the Capital first attacked the Buddhists who believe in Bud the Great Vessel.
Again, all made up. We don't actually know what capitalism is, or Buddhism, or Islam, or Christianity.
Yeah, but I know these things. They're true because I... Look, I just know them.
Where did you learn them?
Well, in school. In school.
In school.
So none of it's true?
None of it.
Holy shit! That's amazing! I had no idea! Are you kidding? What? That's amazing.
Yes, past leaders have actually quite frequently placed fictions into the school curriculums to keep steering the community the right way.
How do you know all this?
We keep a file. And a few select people informed about this stuff. It's important to keep track of all the lies, make sure they're still being used correctly, and to properly re-educate everyone once we reclaim the surface.
Smart.
I understand it might come as a bit of a shock, but look at the bright side. This proves you can be perfectly happy even without all that freedom of thought.
Can I excuse myself for a moment?
Sure. Sure. So, tell me more about this space witch.
Okay, she should have a real epic-sounding name. Not of this world, like Ezimbrolica. And she's everywhere and nowhere at the same time. And she came down to Earth as this giant ball of flame and engulfed the entire planet, killing everyone except the chosen few who she made fireproof and moved to the community. And she chooses a leader by leaving this burn mark on her hand, although the leader would have to burn her hand for that bit to work. I don't know if she'd want to do that.
She might do. It would be a very powerful symbol.
Yeah, just imagine her in front of a crowd of children and she's all like, "Behold, I was chosen." And the kids are all like, "Whoa."
Yes, I can really see it. You have an aptitude for this, Thomas.
Thank you.
Oh, Linda. Feeling better.
You're cooperating then, Thomas?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to lie to your own children?
That's... didn't think of that. I think I won't enjoy it, but yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I can't, so I'd like to be transferred to a different job assignment.
Sorry?
I want to be transferred.
What do you want to be transferred to?
I don't know. Anything, it doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to consult with the leader. You realise you can't speak of what you've learned here to anyone?
I realise.
Not that it would matter if he did. No one would believe you.
I know.
And you're sure, you're sure?
Yes.
Brilliant. I'll go speak to the leader. Thomas will be in touch.
Great. You all right?
No.
Space Witch is pretty cool, though.
Very.
Can you hear it? It's like this rattling whenever I cough. Listen. I think it's a build-up of mucus at the back of my throat. If it keeps growing at this rate, it may end up suffocating me and I'll die. Listeners are encouraged to write in and let me know if they can hear the rattle as well. Here, I'll let you hear again.
Let's hear what you have so far.
I'm telling you, there's no point, Jerry. I wasn't able to finish it.
It's a work in progress. I get it.
You don't understand. It can't be finished. It's impossible.
Mandy, I'm sure it's just writer's block. Maybe I'll be able to help you get past it. Just play the song.
Fine.
Community, community, you always make me smile. Let me tell you why that is for just a little while. There are so many reasons, the list goes on and on. Let me tell you why that is in just this little song. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
What are the reasons?
That's the problem. I can't come up with any.
You can't come up with any? You can't think of a single thing that's nice about living in the community?
Not a one. I don't think there are any.
That's ridiculous. Of course there are.
You'd think so, but... nope.
So you're giving up?
It's an impossible task. It's pointless to keep trying.
I can't go to the leader with this. What am I supposed to tell her? Oh, hey, you know that happy song you asked for to serve as the community anthem? Turns out the person I recommended to write it is too lazy to think of a few reasons why it's good to live here. Sorry.
Give me some then, if it's so easy.
How about the fact we're not slowly dying of radiation poisoning?
Sure, but that's sort of a given. What else?
Well, there's... Obviously...
You're doing great.
Just give me a minute. Wow, I can't think of anything.
I know. Turns out counting your blessings is a pretty depressing experience down here.
That can't be right. It just can't. Come on, if we put our heads together, we must be able to find one reason.
What do you think I've been trying to do for the past week? Two heads isn't going to make the difference here.
But we serve a great purpose here.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
We are the last remnant of humanity. We live that we may someday reclaim the surface so that future generations...
Future generations. Someday. Where does that leave you?
Where does that leave me? It leaves me here.
Doing what?
Surviving.
And...
Is that all I do? Is that all we are? An intermediary stage? Just a bunch of people whose only purpose is to not die? These walls are so great! And our only reward is to starve to death at the end of it! What is so funny?!
Sorry. You're going through exactly the same thing I went through.
So how did you get past it?
I didn't really.
You didn't?
Nope. I wish I had something better to tell you. I do.
You seem fine.
I've gotten used to it. It's quite different from being fine.
That's the best I can hope for. That's horrible.
Shit. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I've just had a lot of time to think about it. It's a big thing to take in, I know. But you'll come around to how I feel eventually.
I don't know if I will.
Then you're going to have to figure something out, because this is just how things are. I did end up writing a song, if you want to hear.
What about this?
Yeah.
Will it help?
No.
Sure. Let's hear it.
Let's just admit it. Life down here isn't great. There are many things about living here to hate. We are just existing for existence's sake. And that's quite a depressing truth that's very hard to take. But please don't kill yourself, though you might be tempted to hang from the bookshelf. Please don't kill yourself, though you might be upset. 'Cause it's clear there is no God, so this is all we get. And now to all the optimists, I know what you will say. Be happy, for we will reclaim the surface someday. And that's true, there is a person who will have that luck. But that person won't be me, so I don't give a hoot. I won't kill myself, though I might be tempted to hang from the bookshelf. I won't kill myself, though I might be upset. 'Cause it's clear there is no God, so this is all I get. I'm sorry for the lack of positivity, but polish a turd all you like, it's still a turd to me. So why don't I just end it all if I really feel so blue? 'Cause dying is the one thing I've got to look forward to. So I won't kill myself, though I might be tempted to hang from the bookshelf. I won't kill myself, though I might be upset. 'Cause it's clear there is no God, 'cause this is all I get.
And since this morning, I've had this flutter in the corner of my vision. I think it might be a brain tumour pressing down on the back of my eye. I'm pretty sure the doctor is deliberately avoiding me now. She never picks up when I call, and she's always mysteriously out whenever I head down to her practice. My partner is threatening to not let me stay in the living unit because my very legitimate concerns about my health are scaring the children. If anything, I should be scared of them, the walking bags of germs. I don't care. This studio makes a perfectly suitable home, and I'll be the one laughing when my family's all quarantined, wasting away from some flesh-eating bacteria they contracted from not washing their hands properly. That's it for the Daily Update. I'm Duncan Niles. See you tomorrow.
So it's not working.
Oh, it's working. Just all the data on it is gone.
How bad is this?
Oh, it's fine. Even if we ignore the millennia of human culture you wiped out, we also lost a lot of scientific knowledge that would have been essential to rebuilding our lives on the surface.
So pretty bad.
The Community was written and directed by Gael van den Bosch. Bet he doesn't get nagged by his wife and kids. Produced by Florian Bohr, now there's a walking bag of germs. Starring Charlotte Bloomsbury, Christy Petto, David Fenn, Gael van den Bosch, there he is again, Georgie Jones, Michael Parker, Peter Rugman, Philippa Carson, Ross Virgo, William Sebag Montefiore, music composed by Peter Rugman, with lyrics by Gael van den Botch. Well, he really wants us to know how hard he's working.